The Ulster Unionist MLA, Michael Copeland, can join us. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you know about what happened here?
I first became aware of what had happened when I received an email yesterday, late afternoon. I knew the father had served Nelson Defence Regiment with him, and the email basically explained that his son, who's 13, and a friend, who I think is 15, had been attacked the previous evening on the East Link Road, and that a very brave lady had intervened and alerted the police. I spoke to him. I spoke to his other son, the young man's brother, and I spoke to the lady yesterday evening, and felt a degree of powerlessness. It's very difficult to know what you can actually do. I did contact Ross Hussey, who's our representative in the policing board, and he will have the matter raised at the very highest levels within the police during the course of today.
You've got 8 grown men beating up children.
Yeah, one of them claiming to be a boxer. I know something about boxing, but boxing's not a sport that tends to involve people who behave in that sort of way. It's almost beyond comprehension that 8 men could, at the junction of the East Link Road and the Upper Newton Ards Road, carry out such an attack for no apparent reason that I'm aware of. And to be honest with you, get into their cars and drive away.
You know, I thought it was a misprint this morning when I saw this story. 13-year-olds.
More than one occasion.
It's a form of child abuse, this, isn't it?
Well, it makes you wonder what sort of breed of individual is walking the streets of our cities and towns. The fact that there are between 8 and 10 of them possibly is even more difficult to comprehend.
And, you know, obviously, Michael, I'm hoping to speak to the father of the first child who was attacked. His phone's engaged at the moment. We were due to speak to him.
I know they were taking the young fellow up to hospital this morning again.
I know that we will hopefully speak to him before the end of the programme today. Did these men say anything when they were beating up the children?
Not so far as I'm aware. There were reports, or unconfirmed reports, that they were wearing football regalia, or items of football sportswear, that would indicate they came from a certain section of society, and that puts an even more difficult interpretation on this.
Okay.
And the problem is, some poor wee fella from the other side of the community is liable to pay the price for this. It's a sort of self-replicating awfulness that all the statutory agencies, the police, the Department of Justice and everybody else seem unable to actually tackle.
Well, clearly the police need to find these people, find these thugs
who
did this.
As far as I'm aware, they were provided with at least one, possibly 3 car registration numbers.
Okay, Michael, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed.